For 40 years, author-illustrator David McCauley has been making architecture and engineering understandable to children, and better yet, to their parents too. In titles like Cathedral and Pyramid and The Way Things Work, he illustrates cross-sections of complicated designs showing the guts of buildings and technical structures. For his next book, he started to think about the entire history of invention. But that was too much, so instead he settled on shipbuilding because he says ships are the culmination of a great deal of engineering of many different kinds.
It's a way of consolidating all this kind of random information that seemed to be getting out of control, and I was just buried under it. I loved it all and couldn't think of a reason why I should make a book about it. I needed to tell a story of some kind.
The story he found was his own. McCauley himself sailed on the SS United States in 1957 when his family immigrated to America. He was 10 years old.
We're gonna go this way.
The ship is now gutted. Everything that could have been ripped out has been. Only the infrastructure holding up the steel deck floors remains. There is rust and flaking paint on everything.
This is first class dining. And this is where the band played.
McCauley's looking down from the bandstand on a bare floor underneath a high domed ceiling.
This is as lavish as the space got. I mean, in terms of luxurious double height space.
The SS United States was one of the most luxurious cruise liners of its day. Passengers included Salvador Dali, Marilyn Monroe, Walter Cronkite, Dwight Eisenhower, the Duke of Windsor. Even the Mona Lisa crossed the Atlantic on the United States. It was the fastest way to get across the pond. In fact, it still holds the record for the fastest Atlantic crossing by a passenger ship. It took McCauley almost 5 days to get from Southampton, England to New York.
But this is the movie theater. This is the room in which I spent most of the voyage.
Oh, really? Watching movies?
Yeah. I was in here with or without my sister. If I could ditch her, I ditched her.
McCauley is not just here to go down memory lane. He is looking at how this ship is made. It was designed by the naval architect William Francis Gibbs, who grew up watching boats being launched in the Philadelphia shipyards. In order to make the strongest, fastest passenger boat possible, he built the hull and lower decks out of steel and the upper decks out of aluminum. Now that all the walls, fixtures, and interior decorations are gone, McCauley can plainly see the ship's bare structure.
Well, you're seeing some of it. You're seeing this, I mean, the grid of columns that runs throughout the whole ship and through all the decks, just like any building, except the foundation floats under it all.
The SS United States was built to be completely fireproof. Everything was made out of metal. No wood was allowed anywhere. An exhibition of objects from the SS United States is now on view at the Independent Seaport Museum in Philadelphia. The curator is Elizabeth Lewis, and she points out the mid-century Art Deco lamps, clocks, and signage.
Everything is aluminum. And in fact, William Francis Gibbs, the architect, wanted to even get a Steinway piano in aluminum. But the Steinway Company convinced him that what they gave him would not burn down.
Lewis is not just a curator. She's also a member of the SS United States Conservancy. That's the organization that saved the ship from being scrapped for the time being. And now that it has the ship, the Conservancy is trying to figure out what to do with it. It's hunting for a developer who can turn it into a sustainable project, like a retail and restaurant destination, or maybe a museum, or maybe a unique housing development. And while it's doing that hunting, it's paying about $60,000 a month just to park it here, along Columbus Boulevard, across from IKEA. The Conservancy is headed by the granddaughter of architect William Francis Gibbs. Her name is Susan Gibbs, and she hopes the forthcoming David McCauley book will be a real shot in the arm.
The book, however, will come out in 2015, and so our real challenge is to make sure that the ship is still with us by the time his book comes out.
So is this where we're going to start?
To write and illustrate that book, the 67-year-old McCauley is scrambling around the derelict ship like a boy playing hooky from school. He's climbing around the shafts of the engine room and spelunking the catwalks of the smokestack funnels. And he regrets that he did not do this when he was an actual boy. At 10 years old, living on the ship for 5 days, he was more preoccupied with coming to America than with the ship taking him to America.
This is so sad. You know, the stuff that would have triggered my imagination was, it didn't happen with that machinery for some reason. I'm a little surprised. So that's been one of the joys of doing this project. It's been like learning about stuff that I really should have learned about then.
McCauley looks at the bones of this ship and sees generations of inventive engineering coming together in this powerful display of speed and pride. And that's the real story he wants to tell. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.